Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny with fog early today with a high of 84. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, mainly clear. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 85. Lots of sunshine Thursday with daytime highs approaching 88. 93 Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Back to school across the state of Kansas starts this week in many school districts. And as the kids are getting ready on their front, the teachers are also getting ready, tidying up and getting their last-minute resources into the classroom, with some teachers using a new GoFundMe style to try and get resources in the classroom by posting different school supplies on an Amazon wish list.
I think being a teacher in this economy can be difficult at times because of the cost of everything going up, but our wages aren't going up necessarily. Like, the world is more expensive now than it used to be. And also, kids require different things than they used to. You want your classroom to feel like a home and like a safe space for your students, and that requires getting more things to help them feel that way.
That audio from Cake News. As different school districts around the state of Kansas handle the finances for the resources in the classroom in different manners.
Back to school isn't just for backpacks and pencils. It's the perfect time to check new Kia off your shopping list at Midwest Kia. This August, Midwest Kia is helping you gear up for the new season with massive savings on our new 2025 models. Get rebates and special interest rates as low as 0%. That's right, rebates and 0% APR. You get both. Got a trade-in? Bring us any 2018 or newer model with under 100,000 miles, and we'll give you an extra $1,000 in trade assistance, no matter the make or model. And check this out. On every 2025 and 2026 Kia Sportage, Midwest Kia will match your down payment up to $2,500. Double your money, double your value. So before you grab the notebook and new kicks, make sure your back-to-school list includes a new ride from Midwest Kia. Visit the home of simple, transparent, fast, in-store or online at MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Trade-in assistance valid on 2018 or newer vehicles under 100,000 miles. Down payment match on all in-stock 2025-2026 Sportage. See dealer for details.
One Kansan now has a new national title, as Kansan Ava Johnson has been rated as the Princess of America Junior Ambassador. As WIBW reports that Johnson is fresh off the Princess of America stage with her new national title for community service and the annual, quote, socks and undies drive for kids in foster care that she's been working on for the past year, donating hundreds of socks and underwear to Ember Hope. In a statement from Johnson after the award, she said, quote, this means so much for me because I can now promote my platform nationwide, and I can also promote my socks and undies drive nationwide. Last time when I was donating socks and undies, I already had collected over 20,000 pairs in the state of Kansas, so imagine how much I can collect from going state to state. She is set to kick off the nationwide campaign relatively soon, and if you would like to support Ava as she takes her socks and undies drive nationwide and to be able to donate or help distribute the different items, you can follow her on her Instagram page. She goes on to say she is looking forward to partnering with new different foster care programs across the country. Mid-America Network News.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a frustrating transition after the election from last year legalizing cannabis in the state of Nebraska, as members of the Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission says they continue to seek, quote, creative solutions due to what they say is a lack of state funding to get the commission started and set regulations for the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say they do have many different expenses that they are not getting funded by the state government, including purchasing software and creating a robust regulatory system for the drug. The board over the summer did approve their temporary regulations, including the licensing criteria that did take effect as of late July and are in place from now until September 28th. However, those guidelines can be extended one time for a 90-day period if needed. The commission has until October 1st right now to approve the state's first registered cannabis establishment that includes the cultivators, manufacturers, transporters, dispensaries, and others. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A Super Chat gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted to adopt a resolution placing the question of liquor by the drink without a food sale requirement on the November ballot. Currently, a 30% food sales requirement applies. That after a liquor by the drink county option was adopted locally following a state constitution amendment approved in 1986. A delegation of Axtell residents met with commissioners last week asking reconsideration of their decision not to complete an asphalt overlay on a mile-and-a-half stretch north out of Axtell. Previous commission last year approved the $870,000 project, which was rescinded on a 2-to-1 vote in July with the budget concerns cited. The delegation noted recent business expansions in Axtell, over 24 residential properties accessed by the road, as well as safety concerns over the years. Washington County commissioners discussed economic development at last week's meeting with an update from Economic Development County Tourism Director Ryan Kern. Nemahal County commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Resurfacing work is scheduled beginning this week in Marshall County. A mill and overlay project covering about 8 miles from U.S. 36 from the Washington County line east to 4th Street in Marysville. During construction, traffic restricted to one lane each direction with a 10-foot width restriction also in effect for eastbound traffic. Work Monday through Fridays, daylight hours with occasional Saturday work expected to be complete by the end of September. Hall Brothers of Marysville is prime contractor on this $4 million project. Kansas Department of Transportation is planning to close K-99 both directions at the south edge of Frankfort early Thursday morning around 6 a.m. for a crossing repair. A detour route of nearly 60 miles will be marked. Gage County authorities continue investigation into a fatality hit and run early Saturday morning just west of Beatrice. A pedestrian was struck and killed at the intersection of Highway 4 and Southwest 45th Road, and the driver left the scene. After reaching out on social media, a vehicle was found, and an unidentified individual was arrested later Saturday. Identity of the victim has not been released as yet. Pickup times for area post offices for mail have changed, and the Marysville truck will now depart Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m. versus 2:30 p.m. previously. Pickup at Waterville at 7:45, Blue Rapids at 8, Okito at 8:45, Axtell at 9, Bremen at 9:15, and Home City at 10:18. Kansas State Board of Agriculture will host one of two meetings statewide in Seneca Wednesday, and the public is invited to discuss critical topics related to the livestock industry. The Animal Health Regional Workshop will include animal disease response plans and how these may affect local producers. Dr. Justin Smith.
The workshop is an opportunity for us with the Kansas Animal Disease Division here to get out and speak to our stakeholders. Frankly, the public, our emergency managers, livestock producers, veterinarians. So it's a concept that we did last year. We went around the state and held 8 of them last year. They were very successful, so we're continuing that process. And so we're hosting 2 of those this year. One of them we've already taken care of, and the other one is up and coming here shortly.
Livestock owners, veterinarians, and county officials, among others, are welcome to attend. The afternoon workshop, 2:30 until 4:30, is intended for emergency management and county officials. The evening session, primarily for producers and veterinarians, with discussions on animal disease traceability, secure food supply planning, and disease response plans. A networking dinner is open to all participants. Registration is requested. Phone 785-564-6608. Workshops and the dinner are free, and more information is available online at agriculture.ks.gov.
You know, it's a general overview, but basically we allow that, you know, we hope to make it a conversation. So we're hoping folks will come with their questions, their conversation pieces, and we'll kind of pivot as we need. I will tell you in the past that the livestock truck rollover conversation has always been something that folks engage in and something of high interest to them. And so we do talk a lot about that. Particularly, we'll talk about some of the current events in the animal health world. You know, obviously the New World Screwworm, the HPAI, high path avian influenza always are a topic of discussion, and then traceability always has a lot of discussion as well.
Conrad E. Bergston, age 72, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial at Riverside Cemetery, Waterville, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Conrad Bergston. Sharon K. Cameron, age 81, of the Summerfield community, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Cameron. Joan Klo, age 93, of Marysville, passed away August 7th. A celebration of life service is planned August 30th, 11 a.m., at the Crossing Church in Marysville, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joan Klo. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, meatloaf, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and pears. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo, French bread, green beans, and plum.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday, warmer with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Some sunshine throughout Friday as well with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain early on Monday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90, record high on this date 114, the average low 68, and the record low 46. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:37. Adding another 3/4 inch in our rain gauge yesterday, off and on showers throughout the day Monday. 65 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
All year long, my family is on the road, college sports to school, and good and bad weather. If your family relies on tires like mine, stop in at Hilltop Tires in Marysville and find a perfect fit for your needs. This is Layla Hedke, and with every major tire brand available, my dad, Bryce, and the crew aim to keep your family safe for any travel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Find Hilltop Tires below the old water tower in Marysville.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has grab-to-go lunches with daily specials or dine-in air-conditioned comfort Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
Double digits for the second time this season. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Brewers took a 9-game win streak into last night's matchup against the Pirates in Milwaukee.
Swinging bunt, fielded by Miller, throws to first in time, and this ball game is over. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Shelby Miller, and the Brewers win it 7-1. They have won their 10th game in a row.
620 WTMJ Brewers, the longest active win streak, 10 straight. They had an 11-game run last month. First time in franchise history with multiple 10-game streaks in a season. Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, both hitting number 42 last night. Second most homers behind Cal Raleigh's 45 this season. Schwarber homering in Philly's 4-1 win over the Reds. Ohtani with his 42nd. His first at Angel Stadium as a visitor. It comes in a 7-4 Dodgers loss to the Angels. LA has the Padres on their heels. San Diego 4-1 over the Giants. Padres a game behind the Dodgers. First time the Padres have been this close to first place in August or later since 2010. Rockies, not so much. They lose 3-2 to the Cardinals, Colorado's eighth straight loss. Texas rallies from down 5, walks off Arizona in the 10th. Astros edge the Red Sox 7-6. Yankees 6-2 over the Twins. New York hitting 4 homers. Rays 7-4 over the A's. Tigers edge the White Sox 2-1. College football preseason AP poll. Texas number 1, Penn State number 2. It's the tightest preseason vote since 1998. ESPN's Heather Dinich says the Nittany Lions should be number one?
When you look at preseason rankings, you should go with what you know. And when you look at seven of those top 10 teams, they have new quarterbacks. Penn State does not. Drew Aller is going to be back with better wide receivers, and James Franklin, the head coach at Penn State, has said and will tell you this is the best personnel that he has had. That means staff and players.
Big Ten and SEC making up seven of the top 10 teams.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop, because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American, and now Macy's has Abercrombie Kids, too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself, too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
55th Annual Beatty Milo Festival is Saturday, August 16th. Fun begins Friday evening with co-ed softball, cornhole tournament, and live music with Kent Seeby from 7 to 11, plus a kids' glow party at the park at dusk and a glow run at 9. Saturday, Milo and corn exhibits, as well as truck show entries due by 9 a.m. Inflatables operate at 10, kids' pedal pull at 11, kids' bike races at 1, as well as the antique tractor pull. Parade Saturday begins at 4 with a scavenger hunt at 4:30. Food trucks operate throughout the day. New this year, the Beatty Firemen will host a pork chop dinner at Firehouse Saturday evening at 5 with live music by Kane from 5 until 8 and the Welcome Hunters and fireworks at 9. 55th Annual Beatty Milo Festival is Saturday, August 16th.
Economists will be watching when the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the Consumer Price Index for July today. The consensus is for a 2.8% year-over-year increase, which would be the third straight month of higher inflation. Investors waiting for today's CPI sent stocks lower to start the week. The Dow Jones yesterday gave up 200 points to close back below 44,000. The S&P surrendered 0.25%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. President Trump has again hit pause on higher tariffs for Chinese imports. The president yesterday signed an executive order which pushes back planned 24% increases in import fees on China until November. Walmart will pay $5.6 million as part of a settlement in a consumer protection lawsuit. The world's largest retailer is accused of selling produce, baked goods, and other items with less weight than had been shown on the label. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has been busy trading trucks and have on trade a 24 Silverado 1500 model Z71 with 3,800 actual miles, a 24 Silverado 3500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel, a 22 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Edition, 34,000 miles, and awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Across the Midwest and Plains, corn is moving through its final growth stages, with soybeans and other key crops also nearing maturity. Weather and patterns, crop conditions, and yield expectations are all in sharp focus, not just for harvest planning, but for how they'll shape grain markets overall. As supply forecasts shift and global demand factors in, these late-season developments can have a big impact on prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat alike. K-State grain economist Daniel O'Brien tells us how the grain markets have been looking.
The main positive news that's come into the market has had to do with pretty strong corn exports this week, back up to about 49 million. That's been a positive for this season. We're coming to the end of the corn marketing year on August 31st, right now we're sitting at what's bought ahead at about 2.78 billion bushels. USDA projected 2.75. We'll see how this pace finally evens itself out in the next few weeks. But overall, it's been a good marketing year for corn exports. Again, that's come largely because of low prices. is. So we'll see. And then we also have had a strong export week for U.S. wheat. And that would, and again, we're looking at official numbers for the week ending July 31st. Of course, that marketing year started June 1. And for the overall numbers for the U.S., about 24.5 million bushels, need a pace about 16.4 for this marketing year. Again, the one we're in now to get to the end and meet the USDA's projection of about 850 million, which is okay. Hard red winter wheat, especially at a strong week, need about 4.96 million bushels, about just under five, meet the USDA's projection of 275 million, and had a week of 11.5. So strong week. Again, I guess the best cure for low prices is low prices, and a weaker dollar doesn't hurt either in terms of actually moving some of this grain. So that's a positive.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky. K-State is hosting a Garden City Fall Field Day Plus on August 21st. K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon shares information about the field day, including presentations and programs. He discusses research on cotton management.
In the data that I'll be presenting on cotton management, this is based on a study that we've had going out here at the Garden City Station since 2019, looking at all aspects of basic cotton management for Southwest Kansas. So looking at basic things related to planting dates, variety selection, seeding rate, and obviously irrigation. With last year's precipitation amounts, we didn't see a whole lot of interesting differences there. But when you dive into some of those basic things, we saw some interesting dynamics, and look forward to discussing that more, as cotton in Kansas is so similar to other portions of the belt and yet also quite unique.
Simon expresses enthusiasm for the speaker who will cover mental health.
Our participants are going to hear from Rachel Clues. Rachel is going to be presenting on a topic she called cultivating resiliency for our farmers and farm families. And Rachel's been presenting at this field day for the last couple of years, and really provides a perspective on being mindful of mental health as we in agriculture endure the ups and downs from a production standpoint, economic standpoint, public policy standpoint, and really always has a good message to provide for folks as we really are increasingly aware of the mental health challenges we face in agriculture.
Simon suggests the Garden City Fall Field Day Plus is for more than just producers.
You do not have to be actively involved in production agriculture to get a benefit from attending the Fall Field Day Plus at Garden City. But if you are, especially, we encourage you to take the opportunity to join us for this very educational Fall Field Day, touching on so many aspects of agronomy and crop production from all angles, many crops, and is just really an excellent, we believe, an excellent program for everyone.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon with insight on the Garden City Fall Field Day Plus happening Thursday, August 21st. For more information on this event, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Chevy Lynn Vasky, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
A century ago, Americans consumed 65 pounds of sugar per person annually. How do we compare today? The sweet details from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 12th, the 224th day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famer Christy Mathewson was born on this day in 1880. Just how much of a sweet tooth does America have? A recent estimate from the USDA says, on average, each of us consumes nearly 100 pounds of the sweet stuff per year. Most of that, of course, is hidden in everything from crackers to ketchup in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And a full third of our sugar consumption is accounted for in one product, soft drinks. Want to kick your soda habit? Try switching to sparkling water with a splash of fruit flavor. It'll provide the fizz you crave without the added sugars or sweeteners. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything online. Just go to almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 65 degrees. Another 3/4 inch in our rain gauge yesterday. Widespread showers 2 days in a row. How about that? Highs warming today, middle to upper 80s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We're just weeks away from college football season. The Kansas Jayhawks wrapped up last week with their Jayhawk Club summer event. As the Jayhawks say, they are excited to kick off the upcoming 2025 college football season. And as they are excited to get fans into the newly renovated stadium with the Jayhawks, as Jayhawks head football coach Lance Leipold says, they have a big season ahead of them and they're excited to see the fans turn out.
Absolutely. It was great to get in there and get a few practices in. Our players just love it. We're trying to get acclimated to the new surroundings of it and different nuances, but it's been great. I hope our fans will come out and fill it because it's going to be an exciting environment.
Kansas football does kick off officially on August 23rd at home, with that kickoff at 5:30 as they're taking on Fresno State for game number one. The Jayhawks did not come in as one of the top 25 according to the nationwide AP polls early on for the season. The Kansas State Wildcats came in early on to kick off the season at number 16 in that top 25 AP poll.
Come to Rusty at Ford for John Days of Summer Deals. Happening now exclusively at Rusty at Ford. Get 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords, like this 2025 Ford Explorer is 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees, only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months, $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815 per month. Or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty at Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See the for details.
We are less than 3 weeks away from the kickoff of college football season for 2025 as the Kansas State Wildcats are preparing for their initial launch of the 2025 season in Ireland overseas. They are taking on Big 12 foe Iowa State. And as the Wildcats wrap up some of their offseason training, they say they have a chip on their shoulder, losing 2 years in a row against Iowa State, as they say this game could set the tone for the entire season.
We don't want to approach our camp different or not go as hard last year as we did this year, but I definitely think we have to have an extra chip on our shoulder losing to Iowa State 2 years in a row and kicking off with a conference game. This one does mean a little bit more to us.
I wouldn't say that a single game defines the entire season, but I'm not paying attention to the entire season until I get through this game. So, I mean, I'm totally focused on Iowa State. I want to beat them. You know, I got some payback to give them.
That first game is set for August 23rd before they do come back home to Kansas August 30th against North Dakota. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.